Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of August 29th through September 2nd, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Last week was heavy on economic data, and it ended with non-farm payrolls rising by 150,000 jobs in August. While this is a solid number, it is by no means robust. However, over the past 7 years, August employment has been revised upwards by an average of 60,000 jobs in the following month. A revision of that magnitude this year would place employment growth closer to 200,000 jobs. Now, in addition to the relatively modest employment gains, another factor that will feed into Fed thinking is the fact that the manufacturing ISM index fell below the expansionary 50 mark, hitting 49.4. Both new orders and production fell sharply. Manufacturing continues to send mixed signals, a reflection of an industry struggling to break free of the headwinds associated with a strong dollar, a weak global economy, and cautious business investment. Now, the factory orders report showed a nearly 2% advance in July, following a similar size decline in June. However, the core capital goods orders were positive for the second consecutive month. A stronger trend in business investment would do wonders for the industrial segment. Last week's data highlight looks at manufacturing. U.S. manufacturing took a step backwards in August. As we just said, the ISM Manufacturing Index fell from 52.6 in July to 49.4 in August. A level below 50 indicates a reduction in activity. The underlying details were also poor, as both production and new orders fell during the month. New orders fell nearly 8 points to 49.1, the largest monthly decline since January 2014. 9 industries reported a decline in new orders, led by wood products, apparel, leather and allied products, and electrical equipment. 6 industries reported an increase in orders, including non-metallic mineral products and computer and electronic products. Manufacturing is having a tough time during this portion of the recovery. The strong dollar and slow global economy is one set of problems, while inventories are another. Businesses are hesitant to invest, which is another weight on the manufacturing sector. Corporate profits have weakened, hurting capital expenditures. However, trade data suggests that exports could soon be a positive for economic growth. We think manufacturing will turn a corner, but the sector may have to wait a while longer, and it is unlikely to be robust anytime soon. On the international front, Asian factories are showing little signs of returning to health in August. Weak activity in the region's biggest economies, China and Japan, suggests the global demand remains subdued as global policymakers work to restore momentum. China's official manufacturing PMI index ticked up to 50.4 in August from 49.9 in July. The Kaizen version of the PMI index fell from 50.6 in July to 50.0 in August. Downward pressure remains, and government support to stabilize growth is likely to continue. In Japan, the IHS Market Nikkei PMI index rose from 49.3 in July to 49.5 in August. It's still below that 50 expansionary level. Export orders continue to fall, but output increased for the first time in 6 months. As central bank actions are losing positive results, governments in Asia have increased fiscal stimulus, but underlying demand remains weak. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we have an extremely light week following the Labor Day holiday. The non-manufacturing ISM index for August will be released on Tuesday, September 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Look for the non-manufacturing ISM to retreat a point or two from the 55.5 seen in July. Employment and wage growth slowed in August, but the basic fundamentals are supportive for the consumer, and the index should remain at a relatively strong level. This week, you will find all of the FTR folks hiding away as we finish up all of the final details for next week's conference. We hope that you have gotten your travel plans together and will be joining us in Indianapolis, Indiana, to discuss the North American freight transportation markets. We have another year of record attendance. From CEOs to shippers to carriers to suppliers to analysts, we have a jam-packed agenda for everyone that will give you the opportunity to learn and discuss the issues surrounding today's transportation markets. You will find all of the FTR experts, plus all of our extremely helpful staff, on site and ready to assist you. And personally, I look forward to meeting up with many of you here in just a few short days.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.